The South Island hasn't had a case of COVID-19 in the community for more than a year. Despite that, they woke today to news that another big event has been canned. Guns N' Roses called off their November tour, rescheduling it until December next year, but with no Dunedin show. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown has more.
Whether it's cold November rain or Paradise City, depending on the day, Te Pōti can offer either or sometimes both. But when Guns N' Roses finally make their way to Aotearoa in December next year, they'll instead be welcomed to the concrete jungle of Auckland. Dunedin venue's boss, Terry Davies, says it's the latest blow in what's been a tough 18 months for events organisers in the south. The cancellation comes just 2 days after Dunedin was meant to host the 100th game between the All Blacks and Springboks, which instead went down in Townsville in North Queensland.
Yeah, brutal. It's been a pretty traumatic 18 months, but especially on the back of two major shows that sold incredibly well. We know South Africa was sold out. And, you know, it's not just about sold out stadium. It's the impact that a major event has on the city and the region.
Mr. Davies says he's philosophical about the situation, even though the South Island has been COVID-free for months.
It's been a brutal week for us from a scheduling point of view and losing content. It's brutal from the fact that it'd be great to be in level one, so we're hindered. But all of this stuff is out of, you know, we can't control that.
Terry Davies says there's so much uncertainty for events organisers at the moment, he still has nerves about the Women's Cricket World Cup, which is three matches set down for Dunedin's University Oval in March. But it's the reality for events organisers around the South Island. From small community events to the biggest rugby game for the island probably since the 2011 World Cup, things are getting chopped, changed and cut. Word Christchurch program co-director Nick Lowe says their festival had to be postponed at the last minute when the Delta outbreak emerged last month.
Major disruptions for us. We've had our August festival postponed. We had 86 events, about 150 writers all lined up and ready to go. You know, publicity all out, ticket sales booming. And then boom, 2 weeks before we go into lockdown, we have to pull the plug on the whole thing.
As a result, they've lost some events from the November schedule, but they're ready to go ahead, even in level two or above.
I'm currently looking at a whiteboard with six different scenarios on it. If you imagine a kind of complex flow diagram of what happens if we go into this alert level down here in Te Waipounamu in the South Island, but North Island or Auckland is in a different level, is in lockdowns, and we're planning for every eventuality. But the guts of it is that we're going to go ahead no matter what.
And they've come up with ingenious ways of overcoming the border restrictions. Large digital screens and pubs will allow small numbers of festival goers the opportunity to have conversations with their favourite international authors. However, there is acceptance around the South about the need for restrictions to keep COVID out. But as vaccination rates increase and one eye turns to summer, Ignite Wānaka's Naomi Lindsay says businesses want a plan for the end game.
What I think the Chambers of Commerce Network will be looking for summer is just some really good controls around events so that they can still go ahead. But for example, in the UK, you want to go to a football match or a concert, they're all going ahead, but you have to provide your scan code that you've been vaccinated, and also you have to have a swab test before you enter. We're really wanting to see something like that for the likes of Rhythm and Alps and Warbirds over Wānaka.
Events organisers across the South Island want to know the government's plan so they can start looking forward with some certainty.